From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. It appears federal funding for the U.S. government agencies could end in less than 1 hour after the U.S. Senate was not able to get enough votes to endorse a House of Representatives plan for a way to move forward in approving the U.S. federal budget. However, the leaders of the Senate have not officially closed the vote, even at this hour, so some sort of deal or revote might be afoot. The budget negotiations among lawmakers and President Trump have been highlighted by government programs to keep insurance for children funded for a program also known as DACA that could prevent 700,000 immigrants who were brought illegally to the U.S. when they were children from being deported. President Trump and congressional Republicans have been blaming the Democrats. The Democrats have rejected that. Trump opponents say his intransigence is the reason for the government if it shuts down. The U.S. government has shut down before, including in 2013 in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. The shutdown lasted 16 days and furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers. What stops and what continues during a federal shutdown varies, but federal research projects could be stalled, national parks closed, tax refunds delayed, processing of veterans' disability applications delayed, and federal nutrition programs suspended, as was the case in 2013. Also in the news, the U.S. High Court has signaled it will consider the legality of President Trump's order that restricts traveling in varying degrees from 8 countries, 6 of those countries majority Muslim. This is VOA News. Tanzania has temporarily stopped registration of foreign ships following the seizure of 5 Tanzanian flagships carrying illegal cargo. Tanzania is one of 7 countries being investigated by the UN for violating arms embargoes against North Korea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's National Defense Strategy, one that emphasizes expanding the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. He said restoring the military's competitive edge will be the new focus of the defense strategy.
This strategy is fit for our time, providing the American people the military required to protect our way of life, stand with our allies, and live up to our responsibility to pass intact to the next generation those freedoms that all of us enjoy here today.
Terrorism remains a concern for the United States despite the fall of Islamic State Caliphate in Iraq and Syria. The document also accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors while building and militarizing fake islands in the South China Sea. It claims Russia violates neighboring borders and seeks to shatter the NATO alliance. Mattis called out rogue regimes such as North Korea and Iran for continuing actions that threaten regional and global stability. As Bangladesh and Myanmar agree to complete the return of Rohingya Muslims who fled an army crackdown in Myanmar, many refugees are expressing doubts about the terms of their return. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
With just days to go until Rohingya Muslims begin to be sent back to Myanmar, a dark cloud is hanging over the plan to return them as even more refugees flee over the border into Bangladesh. More than 500,000 Rohingya escaping a bloody military crackdown have crossed over since August. More than 100 have arrived since Wednesday, telling harrowing stories even now.
My husband was killed by the military. Then they burned our houses. They occupied our land. There was no food. We had nothing. How could we survive?
Bangladesh and Myanmar agreed this week to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims within 2 years. Under the plan, Bangladesh will set up 5 transit camps on its side of the border. The refugees would then be sent to 2 reception centres in Myanmar, where the government says returnees can apply for citizenship, which the Rohingya currently don't have. But in the camps, refugees are hesitant, concerned about the terms of their return and a guarantee of rights.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.